Milwaukee's Elvin Krenzlein was a pioneer in hurdling, perfecting the technique still used to this day. But despite his importance to track and field, the four-time gold medalist isn't a name that many, if any of us know. Even his granddaughter Susanna wasn't aware of her family history as a child.
I never knew him. He died long before I was born, and I didn't know anything about him then. Mother wasn't one to tell us before we could really understand. So then she began telling us, and that's how I gradually learned about him.
He was born in 1876. By the time he was 10, 15, you know, up into his high school years, we do know that he was athletic and was training in the basement of the high school.
That's sportscaster and writer Jesse Garcia.
Well, he enrolled at UW-Madison in 1895. He started off studying engineering and was a standout, was a star really early on, was, you know, winning a lot of conference events and things that they had, a lot of titles. And then he caught the attention of a very famous track coach at the time, Mike Murphy from the University of Pennsylvania, who then lured him away. And he really blossomed at Penn. Mike Murphy was so ahead of his time. He pioneered crouching at the starting line to get more acceleration from your legs. Prior to that, people would just stand at a starting line and then the gun would go off and they would start running. Obviously, you're not going to get as much acceleration. And he lured Elvin away to Penn. And then somewhere along the line, we're not sure if Mike Murphy was part of the process or not, or if Elvin was able to do this on his own, but they figured out, and Elvin figured out, the hurdling technique.
It's hard to imagine, but before Krenzlein, hurdlers in the late 19th century stopped and hopped over the hurdles.
So clumsy. They would stop and then jump and then start again.
Right, and jump with both legs tucked behind their bottoms. And somewhere along the way, Elvin figured out that if you put one leg forward and one trailing leg back, which is, of course, the form that every hurdler uses today, but he was the first to bring that forth. And he revolutionized track and field, and he's still known as the father of modern hurdling.
With his new lead leg technique, Krenzlein started shattering records. He brought his technique to the 1900 Olympic Games in Paris, where he won gold in the 110-meter hurdles, the long jump, the 600-meter dash, and the 200-meter hurdles.
Individual gold medals. My mother always stressed that.
That is a big deal, because he was the first person to win four individual gold medals, and he's still the only person in track and field to win four individual gold medals in one Olympics. Which, you know, sometimes I have people say to me, what about Jesse Owens or Carl Lewis? But they each won one of theirs in a relay. So to do, you know, individual events like that is pretty impressive.
Krenzlein stood out at the games for more than just his athletic prowess.
The French thought that the American athletes dressed kind of sloppily, I think. But Krenzlein had a very dapper hat, a cap on, and he looked...
He was one of the only ones, reportedly, who was, you know, kind of dressed to the nines and walking around Paris, you know, and they described it as a saucy cap in a Sports Illustrated book about the Olympics. The Parisians at the time, you know, were much more refined, and one of the Parisian spectators said, what a band of savages.
Learning her grandfather's story has meant a lot to Susanna.
I don't have much family in this country. So it does mean a lot. I just wish that I had known him. But I know that through my mother, you know, who I loved a lot, she loved her dad a lot. Yeah. So it means something.
Hear more stories of Wisconsin athletes headed to Rio all this week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and online at wpr.org/Olympics.